Letter number 30 to a religious. Reverend Superior, I assure you of my poor prayers, but all you should care about is to do the divine will and to know it in every circumstance of your life, since it comes to us as bearer of sanctity. Sanctity is not formed by playing, but by working, suffering, loving. However, the first act must be wanting to do the divine will and to live from it. It will give us the strength, the peace so necessary to do well the office in which God has placed us. Mortifications, adversities, crosses come to us veiled and do not let us see the good which they contain. But peace removes the veil and allows us to recognize the finger of God in our sufferings, the beautiful conquests we can make, the sanctity we can acquire. In a word, the divine volition that comes to us to tell us, with this suffering, I want to make of you a saint. For this purpose, I take this opportunity to send you the reviews of the hours. I commend myself to your prayers and leaving you in the sea of the divine volition in which you will find all the helps you need. With sincere regards, I say most devotedly yours, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
If you remember Luisa Picarreta, she complained to our Lord Jesus many times because she wanted to be a religious. And then she also wanted to be a missionary. There is one specific passage in which she complains and she says, my sweet Jesus, look, I'm here, prostrated in this bed. I could be doing so many good things outside. I could be a missionary. All the good I could be doing out there. And our Lord Jesus says, yes, yes. But you are doing what others cannot do. What you are doing right here, prostrated in bed, is greater than what they are, what they all are doing there, all of them combined. In a way, you see how our Lord Jesus also fulfilled her wish to be able to go and teach. Who will have taught that people from so many places will be instructed by her letters that she's sending to the religious? We are being instructed by her letters that we know that they are not part of the revelation, but nevertheless, they are filled with this divine science. In a very simple way, she's teaching this way of living. And that in all circumstances of life, our Lord Jesus wants to sanctify us. And this is true with every single act. We were talking about that, that the Holy Spirit is the one who sanctifies us, bringing the life of Jesus to us. Because basically the work of the Holy Spirit is to make another Jesus out of us. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's his mission. And oh boy, a big mission. To make another Jesus out of each one of us. And you may be thinking, well, you are making this up. No, look at the catechism through 381. We are supposed to reproduce in us the image of the invisible, of the Son of God. We are supposed to reproduce in us the image of the Son of God. Let me read it to you. Through Three 81, man is predestined, meaning we are designed to reproduce the image of God's Son made man, meaning in a simple way, we are designed to reproduce the image of Jesus in us. The image of the invisible God. But how can we reproduce by ourselves that image in us? Impossible with our own strength. It's impossible. Even our Lord Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. I'm the vine and you are the branches. So whose mission is this? To reproduce the image of the Son of God in us, to make of us another Jesus, is the mission of the Holy Spirit. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit that the Word became flesh. And it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that the image of the Son of God, Jesus, has to be reproduced in us. Now, in the incarnation, it was through the power of the Holy Spirit, Mary consenting. Now, it is through the power of the Holy Spirit, each one of us consenting and letting the will of God bring that in us, operate in us, so that we become another Jesus. So every time you see at the mirror, you have to see another Jesus. We have to become another Jesus. And whose mission is the Holy Spirit? So at every moment, in every circumstance, this is what our Lord is trying to do through the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Lord says, if I don't go, I cannot send you the Advocate. So the work of redemption, that's not all. There is much more. The work of redemption is only a preparation for us to be able to go back, to allow us to go back. That's why many times I say that the cross is the key to open heaven. The cross is the ladder that takes us to heaven, is the bridge between heaven and earth. So in every circumstance, we have to offer our crosses, our sufferings, and to know that, as Luisa Picaretta says, what unveils those crosses is peace. And peace is one of the 12 give, excuse me, 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Peace is one of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. So having peace is a sign that the Holy Spirit is doing his work in us. And it is good to ask the Lord, give me peace, give me patience, give me kindness, all of this. The Catechism enumerates all the 12 all the 12 gifts. I'm not gonna go through them because I don't want to make this a catechism class, but that's how we have to see it. And if our Lord himself suffered, what makes us think that we are not gonna suffer? Right? The slave is no greater than the master's. If our Lord suffered, what makes us think that we are not going to suffer? But when those sufferings, when those circumstances, they come, not to be despaired, but to trust in the Lord, to have peace and to ask for assistance and to ask and to call the Holy Spirit. This is another thing with the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, that I believe, this is only my personal interpretation, that even the movement of the charismatic movement was a preparation for these writings. Everything is a preparation for this, and this is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who brings this to us and sanctifies us through the life of Jesus operating, being repeated in us, the Holy Spirit working hard to make of us another Jesus through the sacraments and now through these writings and now learning how to operate at every moment, then this is the way. So remember also the way of perfection goes through the cross. Also. So don't be discouraged whenever you encounter difficulties, circumstances that are not beneficial or are not so good or so enjoying, but just offer that to the Lord. Don't waste anything. Offer those things to the Lord. The Lord is, when those circumstances come, is the Lord allowing you to offer him more? Is the Lord loving you and giving you more material to make you a saint? This is the phrase that Luisa Picarreta often uses, make yourself a saint. So let the Holy Spirit make a saint out of you. Let the Holy Spirit love you. Let God love you. Let yourself be loved, even in circumstances that are difficult in mortifications. This is how Luisa Picarreta is instructing the religious, the superior, and is the same instruction for us. To be fixed in the will of God in all circumstances. And to become a saint, as she says, is not a matter of playing. If you look at the saints, most of them, I will say, they, if not all, they suffer in one way or another. So suffering is part of our faith, is part of us going back to that original state of grace in which we were created, right? So let's finish with that. Let us ask the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord Jesus to send his Holy Spirit upon us. Let us continue asking the Blessed Mother to pray for us and that through her maternal hands, we may receive the Holy Spirit in our souls once more in every single act. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to make of us a saint. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen. And the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.